Necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Welcome to Defy and Hustle Radio. This is Noreen, and I'm really thrilled to be here tonight. I haven't been here in a few weeks because I was out sailing around in a 40-foot sailboat that I helped sail. So we sailed all around the Long Island Sound and out to Block Island, and Connecticut is so stunning and so beautiful, and there was a lot of storms, so I got beaten up on this boat, but it was a lot of fun. And I'm thrilled to be back in Greenwich. You really appreciate some place like this when you've been out on the sea for a while. And I am thrilled to be back in the station. I have with me in the studio here tonight, of course, Bob Small. He is the station manager. So hello, Bob, and thanks for being here as always.
I'm very happy to be here.
You are, right?
Yes.
Are you really happy to be here at 6 o'clock? You must be like, oh, God, I wish she would just run repeats.
If I have to be someplace other than home at 6 o'clock. This is the place.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for being here, Bob, and thank you, the audience, for being here. And I have a fantastic guest here with me tonight. It's going to be one of the coolest shows. It is something, I mean, look, folks, can I confide in you? I want to look good. I want to look good. I want to look the best I can. And now I'm 53 years old, and I do believe I am a business coach and a life coach, and I do believe that beauty comes from the inside out. But when you start seeing things happen at certain points in your life, you really want to keep things as beautiful as they can be. And I have in the studio with me today, it's my honor to have from Greenwich Medical Spa, Catherine Curtin. She is the aesthetic nurse practitioner there, Catherine Curtin. So welcome, Catherine.
Thank you, Noreen. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I'm really thrilled about this subject because I think that a lot of people are wanting to get something done or are getting something done, or they have something going on that maybe they need a solution for, and they are afraid to admit it. Or they go get some work done, but they deny to everybody around them that they're getting any work done. And I wanted you to start to, first of all, introduce yourself and the medical spa, which is over in Riverside. So why don't you've been there 12 years now.
That's right. I've been there 12 years. So by training, I'm a family nurse practitioner. I spent the beginning of my career in the hospital doing intensive care, liver transplants, a lot of intense stuff. And after about 10 years of that, I decided I wanted to do something more in the health and wellness field. And I saw an ad in the back of the nursing spectrum for a course in Botox and dermal fillers. And I had always worked for plastic surgeons when I wasn't working in the hospital as a nurse practitioner. So I took the course, and that was in 2007, and it led me down the path of aesthetics and beauty. And when I started, it was still really fresh. That was in 2008.
2007, people.
That was, yeah, so it was 2007, that summer, I got my first job. Mm-hmm.
But you were working in the hospital, because
yeah.
You said you were doing
yeah.
working as a nurse practitioner
mm-hmm.
with people doing liver transplants.
Correct,
but on
taking
the
care
side,
of those. Yeah, so I slowly was doing the aesthetic portion, working at Greenwich Medical Spa on the side. And then when I realized it was something I just really, really loved, I gradually just made my way out of the hospital. And 2010 is when I left the hospital, and I've been doing it full-time ever since.
At Greenwich Medical Spa.
At Greenwich Medical
Spa,
yep.
So what does it take to be good at being an aesthetic I don't know, what exactly do you call it? It's an aesthetic nurse practitioner?
Yes.
So what does that mean?
That means that I'm aesthetic medicine is actually what it's called.
Okay, aesthetic medicine.
It's the practice of, it's a combination. It can be dermatology related, but in our case, it's really everything that has to do with beauty, Botox, fillers, lasers. We have so many, we have a variety of machines, Cool Sculpting, M Sculpt. It's all about making men and women look their best.
Okay, and so
undoing damage, setting back the clock.
And how do you get trained? So let's say you're going to learn how to, people are familiar with Botox.
Yeah.
Botox.
So when I took this course, it was 55 people. 50 of them were doctors with assorted backgrounds. There was cardiologists, dentists, GYNs, and there was 5 nurses in the course with me. And that's basically how most everybody starts, because there's no specialty in medical school or nursing school that's aesthetic medicine.
There's still no specialty.
There's dermatology. This is basically a spinoff of dermatology. You know, plastic surgeons do aesthetics. Dermatologists do aesthetics. Nurse practitioners do aesthetics. RNs do aesthetics. So there's no formal education. But as a nurse practitioner, you have to be board certified nurse practitioner.
Who trains you? The people from the companies that make
the
products?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Allergan does a lot of our training. We're a very big Allergan. We're Platinum Allergan, so we're one of their biggest accounts.
Allergan's the pharmaceutical.
Yes.
Okay.
And they make Botox. We're one of the top Botox providers in the whole United States.
Okay, okay.
We're in the top 1%, actually.
Okay,
so that's,
wow.
We do a lot of Botox.
Congratulations, Greenwich, on being the top 1% to use Botox in this country.
So we go to national symposiums. We have a big educational stipend that we go. We're always learning constantly. I just was with a gentleman from Amsterdam at a very special training. This amazing dermatologist who has great injection techniques, so we're just always learning.
You have to keep learning, because
yep.
It's such a cutting edge. I was reading before the show, as I like to look up stats, but the beauty industry, more than aesthetics, but just the beauty industry is, in the United States, is it's a $532 billion industry as of 2018, and that men's interest, they're expecting that industry around men to emerge into the multiple billions of dollars. So it's a growing industry. It's massive. It's a massive industry in every part.
It is massive. In 2008, when the market dropped, I thought, oh, I just started this career, and now what's going to happen to our business? And it just kept growing. So
people will lose their money,
and
but
men
they wanna look good.
Will find ways to look better and feel better. It just makes them feel better when they look better. It's just a psychological thing.
I want to go there with you, but so just so that our listeners know, it's Greenwich Medical Spa.
Yes.
If you're in Greenwich and you're listening, this is the standalone building at the end of
Riverside Commons.
Riverside Commons, off of
Route 1.
Right
next to Verizon. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful complex.
Yep.
I've been there, and. And you also have one in Westport?
Yes, so that's our second location, Westport, Connecticut. And we're across from Richards, right on the Post Road. And then our third location is Scarsdale. We're in the Golden Horseshoe in Scarsdale.
Okay, very good,
yeah.
Very good. Are you planning on opening more locations?
We are.
Oh, all right, good. So you're taking over the region.
Yes,
all
that's
right.
What we are hoping to do, yes.
All right, good. Well, so let's talk a little bit about when somebody comes, somebody's going to, let's just pretend I'm coming to see you at Greenwich Medical Spa, right?
Okay.
And so, I don't know if the listeners know what I look like, but I look nice.
You certainly do.
Thank you. Sorry, Bob.
You're beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, Bob's looking at me. but if I were coming to you and I was... I'll come in. Let's say hypothetically, I came to you, and now I'm in my 50s, and I'm going to say my face is getting. These are the things that hypothetically concern me.
Right.
So one is my face, which is already skinny genetically, is getting skinnier. So it gets very bony looking. And so let's see. So my lips. They've always been very full. I was lucky that way. But now I'm going to say maybe the top lip is starting to thin out a little bit. I don't mm-hmm. know if the, I don't know the proper mm-hmm. words. And I've got some, let's just go with that. And then maybe my brows are falling a little bit down,
right,
compared to where they used to be. So what do you do? I come to the place and what do you do?
So we have a consultation. We have free consultations. So we sit down, we talk, we give you a piece of paper to fill out and tell us what your concerns are. And we basically go through it one by one. And I make suggestions as to how we can help you. And we create a plan. And hopefully you come back and follow my plan that I've created for you. I mean, if you're talking more specifically and you're talking about losing volume, we're talking about fillers.
Okay, so you're talking about fillers. What does that mean, fillers?
A dermal filler is an assortment of products. The one that people probably know the most is Juvederm.
Juvederm.
Because it's an Allergan product, and they have a lot of they have commercials, actually, a lot of
Oh, yeah, they do have commercials with very happy people.
So Juvederm, Restylane, we have Radiesse, we have Sculptra, we have an assortment of fillers that can revolumize the face. Because as we're aging, we're losing volume, we have less elastin, less collagen, and we want to revolumize the face.
Okay, so I have big eyes, but I get dark. I don't know.
Tear troughs.
What is it called?
Infraorbital hollow. It's when you look really tired, but you got an 8 hours of sleep. Uh-huh. So it's a volume loss. It's volume loss, and it can be repaired by putting filler underneath there.
You put filler underneath.
Correct.
And you take a needle and you're injecting.
On the orbital rim, yes, on the bone.
On the bone,
under
my
eye. Yeah.
And?
That's one technique. There's multiple.
So what's another technique?
Intradermally.
What does that mean? I understand. In your skin?
Yep.
So with the first one, you're putting it above the skin? Is that what you're saying?
No, deeper onto the bone. So there's different layers and different places for different fillers and many, many different ways to approach fillers, with needles, with cannulas.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Cannulas are the...
They're blunt needles. They don't create trauma. So they decrease your chances of bruising. And that's a big concern for a lot of women that are coming in for Botox and fillers. Am I going to be bruised? So we do our best to not leave any signs of what you've had done.
Okay.
At the med spa. Yeah.
All right. So okay. Under my eyes, you're going to put some filler and lift my skin up a bit so
correct. That it takes away the shadowing. It replaces volume that you've lost with age. Yes.
Okay. And how long will that last?
That could last around the eyes for 1 to 3 years because there's not a lot of movement in that area. So that is one area where filler tends to last longer.
Okay. And you're putting it onto the bone and it's staying there.
Correct.
Okay. That's wild.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's talk about my lips. Let's say, which... freak me out. I don't like anything being poked into my lips, but I'm starting to lose the line above my lips. Mm-hmm. So I can see when I put on my lipstick, it's starting to bleed over. So what, if anything, would I be doing?
So that's the loss of definition. We would put filler around your vermilion border into the lip, and that just fills out the lip. Again, you're losing volume in your lip as you age, and your lips tend to turn in. Uh-huh. There's a lot of reasons why this happens, but basically filler is the answer for most people.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you get lip filler, because I see people who get it done in their lips. Mm.
That's unfortunate. People give people that have been overfilled and look artificial give fillers a bad name because chances are a large portion of the women and even the men that you pass on the street have had some sort of filler or Botox. But when it's done naturally, you can't tell. It looks really natural. You don't want to look injected. That's the bottom line.
How long does it... So if you do get the injection, then your lip swells up for a day or two?
Yes.
One seems
hyaluronic acid, the whole process of filler, there's there is swelling, it just goes with the territory for the most part.
And how many
not
days
all fillers.
Would that
Some fillers do not cause any swelling, but yes, when you fill the lips, there's usually a good 2 or 3 days of swelling. Generally in the morning when you wake up, getting up a little earlier, icing, the swelling should go down. But okay. Not 100% until like 3 or 4 days, 5, 7 days at the most, usually.
And then it starts to look good.
Yeah, it looks much more natural.
All right, so then, okay, now we've talked about fillers, the lips, now my cheekbones would be all done.
Yeah.
What about, okay, some lines, let's say these lines that I'm starting to
get. Your nasolabial folds.
Nasolabial folds.
Yes.
So those are the lines that are running from the end of my nose
yes.
down around the corners of
Correct.
My mouth to my chin.
Yes.
And you can feel free to point out. I'll point out everything. but that's certainly something that's starting to, as I guess as the skin starts to loosen up as you age, you get these lines around the edge of your mouth, or at least I do.
Correct. For a lot of women, we have fat pads. They start to separate and things start to come down. So your cheeks are heading south and they exacerbate your nasolabial folds. Uh-huh. So we approach the nasolabial folds by injecting the cheeks first primarily.
Okay.
To lift up the cheek and take away that shadowing before we inject the nasolabial folds, which was very old school. That was the, you know, how everybody did filler. We just filled it, and then people, if they had too much filler, they could start looking a little simian, and that's never a good look.
What does simian mean?
Ape-like.
Okay. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
No, that's not a good look.
Yeah, no. So about 5 or 6 years ago, Voluma came along, and that is the filler of choice for the cheeks. So you lift the cheek. That alleviates some of the shadowing that you see in the nasolabial fold, and you need either no filler in the nasolabial fold or less filler.
Okay.
So, yeah, all revolumization again.
But that's from loosening skin.
Yes.
It's not holding
everything in place. You also have your bone is shifting. You have demineralization of bone. So
oh, God.
Things are just going down, gravity. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So is there anything? All right, let's go to things that are going down. So your brows, which
yes.
we all want our brows to be not out of control high, but you want them to be lifted. Otherwise, you look tired.
Yeah.
So what does one do when they want to refresh their eyebrows themselves or the brow area?
So there's a lot of things to lift the brow. The number one thing for most people is Botox. Botox can give you a brow lift.
Okay.
And then there's Ultherapy. Ultherapy is a great alternative to neurotoxins to lift the brow.
Okay.
And that is ultrasound that generates microcoagulation points that lift and tighten the skin. It regenerates collagen. It's all about collagen stimulation in the end. Everything we do, all the lasers we have, collagen stimulation. Even putting fillers into the face, that stimulates collagen.
It does?
Yeah, yeah. So Ultherapy can lift your brow by, it's FDA approved for 2 millimeter brow lift. Some people can get more, some people can get less, but generally that's what it does. And it works really effectively for about a 10-minute procedure. It can be pretty impressive.
For Botox?
No, this is back to Ultherapy.
Oh, Ultherapy. Yes. Ultherapy.
So, but there gets to be a certain point, a certain time. It's different ages for different people where Botox and Ultherapy are really not an option for lifting your brow anymore. And that's when you would want to talk to a plastic surgeon, and maybe you needed an eye lift, blepharoplasty, which is when they take some of the redundant skin off of your eyelids because your eyelids start to feel heavy. Some people need surgery, and there's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. At some point, it doesn't make sense to keep
right.
investing your money into these procedures, and it's just not going to going to work.
Correct.
I'm trying to think. The one thing I know you did when I was in there, you pointed out, what is this on my chin?
Yeah.
What is this called?
So, yeah, putting filler. So for a lot of people, the chin becomes retracted with age.
Uh-huh.
So, you're losing volume. Your face is squaring off.
Uh-huh.
Ideally, when you age, you want to be an upside-down triangle.
Uh-huh.
So we want to lift the cheeks. We want to keep the angle of the chin. And by building out the chin, it can improve the jawline. It just improves the overall appearance of the face.
So that's putting filler in the chin.
Chin augmentation with filler is really, really huge now. Yeah.
And then with this, what's this piece of muscle that's in
the mentalis? Yes.
The mentalis.
Oh, right. We did some Botox.
You put Botox.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing. That
would, because you could see, because I don't focus on that, because when I'm in the mirror, I guess I'm keeping my face still, but you're saying
when you are animated and you're talking, you start to dimple up in your chin. So just by relaxing that mentalis muscle, it just smoothed out your chin, and it just really made a huge difference in your whole face. Yeah, it just smoothed everything out. And it relaxed it. So that's what Botox does. It relaxes the muscle. So lines are not as apparent. Wrinkles.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So when you go into Greenwich Medical Spa, they take photographs of you and compare the before and after pictures.
Correct.
So what are you doing? They take some pictures facing forward, and then they take some slightly angled. What are you really looking at these pictures?
Absolutely. Yeah, because we want to show you the difference that these treatments make. And they can be huge. They can be subtle. And sometimes people forget what they look like before. And sometimes people don't think that anything occurred after their Botox or their filler. It's unusual. Most women and men are like, they don't need to see their pictures. They know they look better. They feel better. They can see the lift. They can see their crow's feet are smoother. But on occasion, people don't really, they're not really sure that anything happened in you. That's when we usually bring out the pictures and say, no, look, this is the way you looked, and you can't see these wrinkles as much, or your eyes are lifted, or those lines around your lips are softer, or your chin doesn't have that peau d'orange look. It's no more dimpling. So
it's so subtle. All of a sudden, you wake up one day and you look better.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh,
it's
God,
really
just the way, this is the way I always am. And people forget that it was this procedure that helped them.
Right.
So you're comparing. And also, at Greenwich Medical, you always call for a follow-up to make sure the patients are doing well.
We do, yep.
And then you meet with everybody again after a procedure?
We have a two-week follow-up with Botox. And if their Botox isn't perfect, it's part of what they paid for. We make it perfect. Yeah, that's our Botox guarantee. Fillers, we usually see our patients back within a week or two just to make sure everything is healing well and everything looks great. Yeah. There's some swelling after fillers. It can distort the area. So you just want to make sure everything is perfect.
All right. Very good. So you're good. You want to go to a commercial, Bob?
I was thinking about that.
I can see the look on your face. So, okay, folks, this is Noreen, and you're listening to Defy and Hustle Radio. I'm here with Catherine Curtin, and she is from Greenwich Medical Spa, and we're discussing different alternatives you have and solutions you have. And when we come back, we're going to talk about solutions for men, amongst other things.
Great.
So come on back.
If you're traveling the northbound side of the Connecticut Turnpike from the state line up to Route 7 in Norwalk, we're looking at a 38-minute ride. The northbound Merritt Parkway, a 27-minute trip from Greenwich up to Norwalk. You could change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how. I'm Jay Trelace in the 1490 WGCH Traffic Center.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Increasing clouds, late night showers tonight, lows 65 to 70. Tomorrow, occasional showers tapering in the afternoon, followed by partial clearing near 75. And quite a bit cooler on Friday, mostly sunny, highs 65 to 70. Grab your UK gourmet movie snacks before you head out to watch the new Downton Abbey movie with proper biscuits, crisps, and a chalky bar or two. Online at ukg.life. I'm meteorologist Ryan Gallagher on 1490 WGCH.
What if I told you I could change your life in just 100 days? This is Noreen Ehrlich from Defy and Hustle Radio. I'm an executive coach based in Greenwich, Connecticut. For over two decades, I worked as a CFO and leader in Wall Street's fast-paced private equity industry. I helped guide teams of professionals to improve their careers, grow their businesses, and still maintain work-life balance. Based on this know-how and my unique understanding of life's principles, I created a 100-day plan that will unquestionably up-level your life. Make 2019 your year. You can and deserve to have it all. Don't wait. Take advantage of my free 50-minute consultation by visiting my website at NoreenErlich.com or calling me at 475-333-2173.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. What I thought would, babe, let me close. Cause girls like you go around with guys like me to sundown when I come through. I need
to. Hi, everybody. This is Noreen, and welcome back to Defy and Hustle. I'm here in the studio with Bob, and he's at the controls over there. And I have also got as my guest today, Catherine Curtin from Greenwich Medical Spa. And they have locations in Riverside, in Westport, and in Scarsdale, New York. So Catherine's been with Greenwich Medical Spa for 12 years, and she's fantastic, and they're fantastic. And so, Catherine, let's talk about men.
Okay.
Growing industry.
Yep.
And is it all younger men that are open to doing this?
No, all ages, young men. I have like a 28-year-old man coming to me for hair restoration right now, and we have 70-year-old men. We have all ages.
Okay. Yeah. What is it? Okay, he's coming, the 28-year-old's coming for hair restoration.
Yes.
So what's available to men that are losing, or women for that matter, that are experiencing hair loss?
Now I'm leaning in.
Now he's paying attention. He's finally got his attention.
So we offer something called PRFM.
PRFM.
Which is a spinoff of PRP, platelet-rich plasma. PRFM is platelet-rich fiber matrix, which has been shown to promote hair growth, hair thickening, for both men and women, and we've had a lot of success with it, and there's research to back it up.
So what does that entail? So if
that entails taking two vials of blood from the patient at the time of their appointment, spinning it in a centrifuge, separating the red blood cells from the plasma, from the plasma, and then injecting the plasma back into the scalp. So intradermal injections into the scalp regenerate hair growth.
Does it matter how long you've been bald?
It does. It does. Yeah, it does.
The younger person is going to have a better
chance. Yes, that's right. If you've been bald for many, many, many years, it's going to be much more challenging.
Mm-hmm. But the hair follicles just start to die off?
They close. They become dormant, and the PRFM has been shown to wake them up so they can create new hair growth. Mm-hmm. Also, they miniaturize, they shrink, so hair comes out thinner and finer, and this allows the hair to become thicker.
Okay.
So we could do a few things. It could actually grow new hair, it could thicken your hair, and it can prevent further hair loss. So if you see you're losing your hair is getting thinner, it would be a good time to start.
Don't let it go too far.
Yeah, don't let it go too far.
And let's say you're a man or a woman. Women start to lose their hair as they age as well, especially in the front of their head, right?
That's right.
Can it help women as well?
Yes. So androgenetic alopecia affects men and women.
Okay.
And it can help both, yeah.
Alopecia, right?
Yep.
I've heard that.
Yep.
And how many times does somebody have to go for this procedure?
The research and the studies show that coming in every 4 to 6 weeks, doing three treatments, has been really effective. So that's what we do, and that's what we've seen. If you see growth within 2 months, there's a really good chance that at 6 months you're going to have more growth. There are a percentage of people that are not receptive to this. We give our clients 60% chance of regaining their hair.
Regaining their hair full or in some part? It would have to be in some part.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And that's huge for people that are using products and have bought everything on the market and are struggling with hair loss. People are really happy to see it, you know, grow.
I'm sure
and
they
be
are.
Thicker.
That must be really heartbreaking, too. You have a full set of hair.
Yeah, it's devastating when you lose your hair.
What about eyebrow hair? Because now as we age, we start our eyebrows, not only do the shape of them start to fall, but I've been losing... I don't know. I guess I have been losing.
Yeah, they do get thinner. We don't use PRFM or PRP in the eyebrow. That's a little extreme, although it probably would work, although that's just not something people are talking about in our industry. There's much simpler things you can do that is Latisse. There's a lot of...
Latisse.
Yeah, there's a lot of eyelash and eyebrow stimulators, growth factors that work and have been... Yeah, there's lots of...
Definitely. Yeah. Latisse, I've used it. I don't Latisse use works. It all the time. But Latisse is something that, I don't know what the product is exactly, but you put it on a brush and you can brush it on your eyelashes before you go to sleep.
Correct. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And...
Prostaglandins is what it is. But there's other products out there that are made from different ingredients that have also been shown to grow eyelashes and grow eyebrows. Yeah.
Okay.
So Latisse has some competition.
So Latisse has, that's good. So, but you can use Latisse on your brows as well?
Yes, you can. Okay, yes.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about stretch marks.
Okay.
So women go through a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. There's lots of stunning, beautiful women around this town. And of course, no woman wants to have stretch marks after she has her children. So what are her options?
Stretch marks are challenging. We have had some success with Fraxel and microneedling, and it will diminish the appearance of the stretch marks. If they're red, striae rubra is very...
If they're red, you said?
Yes, they can be red sometimes.
Okay.
That's very receptive to IPL, intense pulse light, which is... just one of our devices that's
IPL.
Been shown to be effective with
that's
redness.
Been around a long time, right?
It's a gold standard. It's been around forever, and we're still the number one choice for redness, rosacea, broken blood vessels, dark sun damage. Uh-huh. Yes, and it can help with red stretch marks. But the hypopigmented stretch marks, which a lot of people have after childbirth or growth spurts or a large weight loss, those can be more challenging.
Okay.
And it's going to take multiple treatments.
It's going to take
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But they can see improvements.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And then what about unwanted fat? I see signs everywhere now for Cool Sculpting. This is for somebody who's severely overweight? This is for the guy who's at the gym whose ego's gone out of control now? And
maybe.
Okay, good. All right, maybe it is. So what is Cool Sculpting?
So Cool Sculpting is a device. It's a machine. It's a non-invasive machine that freezes your fat, basically.
Okay.
And it destroys it. So your fat
from
cells,
the
yes, they are destroyed at between 39 and 41 degrees Fahrenheit without damaging your skin. Or any other tissue.
So
it targets to damage your skin and your tissue, the temperature has to be a lot lower.
Mm-hmm.
But fat is receptive to those temperatures, and it gets rid of 15 to 25% of fat in the treatment area.
So
if you have a little problem area, love handles, a little pooch in your lower stomach, in between your thighs, saddlebags, amazing for saddlebags.
So if you have cellulite?
Submental fat. No, saddlebags are just a distinct fat packet on the outer thigh.
Okay.
That can be reduced. It's not going to treat cellulite. That's a whole different ballgame.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
So Cool Sculpting is rolling something over
it's a machine that it's an applicator that we apply to the treatment area.
Uh-huh.
It draws for most of the applicators, draw the tissue into it. It stays on the skin for anywhere from 35 to 45 minutes, but some applicators do take an hour and 15 minutes.
Skin.
Yeah, I'm sucking it in.
The
little love handle just goes into this
the
device.
Machine.
Yes.
Okay,
and it
wild.
Sits there for 35 minutes.
Okay.
You can watch TV, you can read a book.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Then we remove it. We massage the area. That brings the circulation back to the area and spreads the cold around so you have a uniform result. And then we do it again on the next area.
Okay.
Well, then the patient goes home and the results can be seen within 1 to 3 months. It's gradual.
It's very successful, or
it's very successful.
It's very successful. Yeah, so it's cool being marketed because it's very successful. Yeah,
we've been doing Cool Sculpting for probably around 10 years, and we are the number one provider in Connecticut and New York, actually. No, Westchester. We're number one in Westchester Cool Sculpting. We're number one. We do the most Cool Sculpting in the whole state of Connecticut. Our rep just came in last week and told us we're number 34 in the Northeast. No, in the country. We're 12 in the Northeast.
Okay.
So we do a lot of Cool Sculpting.
You have thousands and thousands. Successful practice, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. We do dual sculpting. We have two machines, so you can have two applicators on your your body, if necessary, at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. And then how long does it take to see results with Cool Sculpting?
As quickly as 4 weeks, you could certainly see results. I've seen it on my patients, but it could take as many as 12 weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And you go back to the same area again?
If needed. Some people do need multiple treatments.
So you have to wait to see the
response. The best patient for Cool Sculpting is somebody who's relatively fit and has problem areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, it's not impossible. It's an individual. You know,
right.
Come in for a consultation, we'll let you know. But if you're really 60 pounds, 50 pounds overweight, usually it's not going to be cost effective.
It's for those areas that won't respond.
Yes, those love handles on your back.
Yeah, yeah.
The bra fat around your bra.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I forgot about that. We were going through my...
Yes.
All these things that are starting to happen. This is like a...
Double chins.
Yes. Oh, God.
Arms. Yeah.
What is Kybella?
Kybella is another alternative for destroying fat. It's actually deoxycholic acid. It's something you have in your body. It actually breaks down your dietary fat, and they figured out how to harness that that acid, and it's basically an injectable. It's injected into, it was FDA approved originally for submental fat, which is the double chin.
And
it works. It's very effective. The downside is there's a lot of swelling with it. It's a good week or so of swelling, and a lot of people have a hard time fitting it into their busy life. So fall's actually a great time to do it. Wear a turtleneck, wear a scarf. Winter's ideal.
Women are getting this?
Women and men, yeah.
I don't know why I'm thinking it's primarily men, but it's...
It's both.
It's because I see the posters for it.
It's multiple
men.
Treatments. It's not just one treatment. It could be 3 to 6 treatments.
So
it takes some time.
Okay.
As does Cool Sculpting on the double chin. That's one area that needs multiple treatments.
Let's see. We're going to keep going on two more that I'm fascinated by. But, okay, the butt lift.
Oh, the M-Sculpt.
That's the latest. All right, so I'm saying butt lift. Have you heard of this, Bob, what a butt lift is?
I think I've heard of it.
Okay. So
I'd still like to learn more.
You've got that on your list of options now. So let's talk about what is a butt lift. Is this something you get because it's a necessity, or is this something you get because you want your butt to look like Kim Kardashian or something like that?
No, it's not going to give you Kim Kardashian butt, but it's going to lift your butt. So just like the face, as we age, our butts are sagging. We can do squats from here to eternity, and it's going to be really tricky to lift the butt the way M-Sculpt can lift your butt with just 4 treatments. So M-Sculpt is basically high-intensity, focused electromagnetic technology.
Electromagnetic technology.
It can build muscle by 16%. It can create new muscle fibers that you could never, ever create at the gym. It's basically equivalent to doing 20,000 sit-ups in 30 minutes or 20,000 squats in 30 minutes. So it causes contractions when you're doing the buttocks. We have put 2 paddles on the buttocks, and it causes contractions that replicate squats, basically.
So it hurts?
It's uncomfortable. It's not truly painful. It's not painful. It's a funny sensation that takes a little getting used to, but it's not painful. No.
It's not painful.
No.
And all therapy can be painful, correct?
Yes, it can.
And so this is, you're going to have to numb somebody.
For all therapy? Yes,
or
numbing. We also have something called Pronox. It's nitrous oxide with oxygen, 50-50. It's similar to laughing gas, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's laughing gas.
But the difference is it wears out of your system in 10 minutes, so you can drive.
Okay.
And you still feel the pain. You just don't care. It makes you happy.
Let's all go get that then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then one more, and then I want to start to talk to you about how people can afford these and some of the issues we have in our culture with talking about these kinds of things. Okay. So one more is the ever it's actually the quiet one. You're making a face at me, but it's vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh, yeah.
Vaginal rejuvenation.
That's so huge now.
It is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's
this,
so many devices.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're rejuvenating your vagina, this is because what has happened?
Well, a couple of things for different people. Some women have looseness and they have stress incontinence. You're doing jumping jacks or you sneeze and you leak. It can help that stress incontinence.
So this is internal. This is at this
it's
point we're
both. There's an internal portion to the treatment and there's an external. If your labia. If you have redundant skin, it can tighten up the labia and just make it look prettier, basically. Women are bothered when their, labia doesn't look perfect.
It doesn't look perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is plastic surgery for that, but that's extreme, although some women do it.
What do? They clip a piece of the labia off?
They take the excess skin off. So it happens after childbirth, and just sometimes genetically people are prone to that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So bigger labia.
Yeah, so it makes your everything tighter and smaller, and inside it helps bring back circulation. So if you're dry, if you're having uncomfortable sex, if you've had a hysterectomy, and you are having painful sex, those all can affect the health of your vagina.
Uh-huh.
So the heat, Thermiva, is what we have at Greenwich Medical Spa. It's radio frequency that stimulates collagen and brings circulation back to the area. So it's a healthier environment that helps with more comfortable sex, better lubrication. Yeah, it's huge. And
does
then
it help
again,
with orgasms?
It does, actually. The outside,
all right, ladies, and gentlemen. So now here's something
really,
that the
really
men
does.
Will pay for.
Yeah. So
it does help with orgasms.
Yeah.
Okay. And they insert something inside of you?
Yes, a very, very, very small little probe. It's less uncomfortable than a pap smear. It's like nothing.
Okay.
There are some machines out there, devices that are like only, I don't know who created them. They're just, you need to be numb. They're uncomfortable. There's pain. It's like Fraxel for your vagina. This is not that. So there's no downtime. There's no pain. You can go home and have sex that night, and then you do it again a month later. We recommend 3 treatments, and it's life-changing, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So let's talk about – we got a few minutes here. I wanted to talk about – well, before the show, we were talking about how people – in our case, we were talking about women who don't want to tell their partners, whether their husbands or their boyfriends, mm-hmm. that they're having anything done. And
right.
Why do you think this is?
A lot of times it's because the men tell their wives or girlfriends, you don't need that.
You don't need that.
That's, that's the simple side. Some men really just kind of give their wives a hard time about it.
Because they think it's...
They think
just love them the way
they
are.
Yeah, they love you. Some, we just love you the way you are. You don't need that. I don't know why you're wasting your money.
Right.
And I think some husbands are afraid that their wife is going to come home and look completely over-injected.
Yeah, it must be scary.
Yeah. I think that's a big fear, too. Yeah.
Okay. And then it's also some of these procedures, especially if you went in there and tried to do everything you think you could do, it could be costly.
It can be. It can.
So, I mean, women have their own money, too,
sure.
so they can go do what they want. But it can be something that the partner, whether that's the man or the woman, is looking at the checkbook and going, okay, that's a lot of money for something that is a Botox or something like
right.
that. So, okay, well, let's go to options. Let's say somebody wanted to go in there and get what I think is like some of the basics, which may be a Botox procedure or a volume procedure or cool sculpting, and they are trying to figure out how to finance that. How would that work?
So we have 2 options. We have something called Care Credit and something called Green Sky.
Yes. Green Sky.
Yeah, those are both So basically what it is we extend a line of credit to the patient.
Care Credit or
Green
Sky.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they, Care Credit or Green Sky, pays us. The patient pays them, and they have 12 months to pay interest-free.
Interest-free.
It's all based on their credit, the line of credit that those companies extend to the patient. So it's just a nice – much. It just makes it more palatable because you don't have to pay a lump sum. You can – when you break it down on a monthly basis, you look at it and you're like, I could definitely afford that. I mean, yeah.
Especially if it's interest-free. And Care Credit is something that they use at the – I guess it's getting wider use, but they use it at veterinarians
now.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. People use it for their vet, their dentist.
It's a really interesting card.
Yeah,
so if you haven't checked out Care Credit, not that I'm trying to encourage you to take out credit, but
Center
it is
option.
A fascinating card, and it is – they do offer 12 months interest-free.
Correct.
You could even do less than that, but they ask you –
Yeah, they give you that option, which is just nice to have.
And I forget what else. I think that you can use it for prescriptions now.
Possibly.
Outside of your business, but there's multiple ways they're using it. So
yes.
I do think it's a fascinating
card. It's like a credit card.
Yeah, it's like a credit card. And, okay, and then you – what is cutting edge? Like where is this industry going after this? Because it's just a huge industry and it just keeps growing from what I could see online reading stats. It's what's the next cool thing that's coming up?
Well, one of the newest devices that we have is called Vivace. It's microneedling with radio frequency. So that's huge.
Microneedling with radio frequency.
Yes.
Vivace.
Heat and also LED, light emitting diode, blue light or red light. So basically, what does that mean? So you're creating a thermal injury, a physical injury, and you're healing it within 24 hours.
And
so
why are you creating this too?
You're creating it to stimulate collagen and elastin.
In your face.
It's a controlled injury to the skin that stimulates collagen and elastin, and it just helps with fine lines, wrinkles. It can tighten your skin. It's great for crepey skin, face, neck, chest, arms, legs. You can do the entire body.
Okay.
And really no downtime.
You have people come in to see you, and they come in, and they think they need all sorts of procedures. And
mm-hmm.
What kind of patients have you dealt with that maybe not seeing themselves the way the outside world is seeing them, like some sort of distorted view of themselves? And what do you do?
Fortunately, the majority of my patients are just regular women from Greenwich and Fairfield and Westchester that just want to look their best.
Uh-huh.
They're reasonable.
Uh-huh.
Every once in a while, I run into body dysmorphia on people that don't need things that they think they need.
Mm-hmm.
So I just gently try to tell them that they don't need those things. I really am all about keeping it natural. You know, being able to move your face is really important. Having Botox is nothing to do with being frozen anymore. That's very 1990 or early 2000s.
Right, where you can look at people.
Now
some people,
it's
you see them
about,
and they just look
yes, it's about
hard.
Smoothing things out, but still being able to animate and move your face.
And
look
face,
like you
and
have
able to
emotions.
Move your eyebrows.
Yes.
It's funny, I was watching a movie yesterday with Renee Zellweger, and she's beautiful, and she's young in the movie. I'm sure she's still beautiful, but it's interesting to see the movie starlets with wrinkles because you don't
right.
realize it until you start to see them make expressions and they have wrinkles. Then you go, oh, wait a minute, she's not using Botox. But so many of the, especially out in Beverly Hills, I lived in Santa Monica for a while. They're
so
really aggressive. Did you?
Yeah.
You lived in Santa Monica?
I did.
Oh, I lived on Lincoln and Ocean Park Drive.
Oh, I actually lived in Marina Del Rey. So
next door. That's on fire. Sorry, we're going off. Meaning it's like was growing right like when I left there
yes.
in 2013.
So LA takes it to a whole other level.
Whole other level.
Yes.
Connecticut is very conservative.
We are very conservative here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all about keeping it natural.
Yeah, they really they're I think they're on the cutting edge of everything, but they're also
they've overdone it.
They've done a lot of work.
I'm pretty sure
themselves.
The plastic surgeons per capita far outweighs the plastic surgeons in New York and Westchester County.
Bob's over there shaking his head.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So ultimately, what do you think is the difference between somebody who's getting good work done and what should somebody be looking for when they go out to look for somebody to do their Botox or their Voluma? What should they look for?
It's really simple. When you're having good work done, mm-hmm. you don't know that anything's been done. That's what it looks like when you have good Botox and good fillers. You should be looking for someone who has a lot of experience, someone who has a good track record. A lot of these my patients are word of mouth. Their friend looks great. They've been happy. That type of thing. Talk to your friends. And that's the best way to really find
so
a great
injector.
So
it's not just go for the Groupon special?
That's not ideal. I wouldn't say don't. I mean, there could be some good people out there doing good work.
Right.
But I think the majority of Groupon's people are trying to build their practice, so chances are they don't have a lot of experience, so you have to be a little careful with that. Uh-huh.
Any other words of wisdom for people who are out there that may be looking for some way to improve their looks and is scared, or maybe they're intimidated to go and do something at a medical spa?
Yeah. We try not to be intimidating. We have all of our spa coordinators are super friendly. They give you a big smile when you come in. We try to make it as easy and effortless as possible for the patient, men and women. So we offer a 45-minute consultation. We're not pushy.
No, you're not pushy, and it's a very professional place.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do go there. And I'm sure there's a lot of other – I know a lot of other people around town that are also very good. But I want to tell people that Greenwich Medical Spa is a class act place, and they do good work. And I think people already know that. And I'm really thrilled, Catherine, that you've come on the show with me today.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, good.
Great. A lot of fun.
And, folks, for those of you who are listening, I thank you for listening to our show tonight. And you can check out GreenwichMedicalSpa.com online. And that's it. I'll be back next week. I have the artist. He's the modern graphic artist, Antonio Muniz, coming on my show next week. So listen in then. Until then, have a great week and stay happy, folks. Bye-bye.
Voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
High Court backs Trump 9/11 threat. I'm Barbara Cusack. A Supreme Court ruling sides with the Trump administration as it allows nationwide enforcement of a new rule to prevent most Central American immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States as litigation challenging its legality continues. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the High Court's order. Sotomayor said that the ruling upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution. The nation came together today to reflect on the 9/11 terror attacks.